Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. Welcome to Fightful. It is March 6th, 2024. We're here with your AEW Dynamite review. Please leave a thumbs up on this video if you're watching on YouTube. You can get your questions or statements read on the air by donating a super chat here at youtube.com/Fightful. Or if you're watching on one of our many other platforms, or if you listen on Spotify, Amazon, Apple. First off, we hope you leave us a nice five-star review, I think it is. Whatever the hell it is, please leave us a nice one. That helps us out a lot. But you can go to humperchats.com. That's humperchats.com. That's how you get your question or statement read on the air. If that ain't enough for you, FightfulSelect.com does a Q&A every week. But trust me, we'll be bragging about FightfulSelect.com an awful lot throughout this show. So let's jump right into it. We've got Alex Pawlowski here. Alex, how are you doing?
Well, this is the ultimate example of you can't please everybody all of the time, because nothing but universal praise for this episode of Dynamite. And objectively, there was some really great stuff, but almost everything was just like, oh, really? According to my particular tastes, it was like, okay, fine. And I'm not here to say like it was a bad episode, because it wasn't a bad episode. It was just certain things have me really not happy. But other things have me ecstatic. Like, yeah, Will Ospreay can go ahead and have main events every Wednesday from here till eternity. That's fine with me. I'll watch that every time.
Bill says Cousin Cassie scoops are definitely worth the $5. I had some Cousin Cassie scoops today. Oh. I spoke to Leva Bates about Cousin Cassie. But do you notice the new addition to my set, Alex?
Is it the Bengals thing?
Not no? quite.
No?
Right next to this Bengals helmet.
Oh, yeah?
You see that piece of plastic?
Yeah, there's a piece of plastic there, yeah?
It's Sting! It's final water bottle from the press conference. In which he didn't touch, drink, or even look at.
I was like, please tell me it doesn't have Sting's backwash in it or anything like
nothing.
That.
Nope. He didn't, no, nothing. He didn't do all. Anything. In no, fact, I was very thirsty. Actually, I was very thirsty at 2 a.m. Yeah, I grabbed it. I said, oh, this is the one that Sting was supposed to drink. And I said, I'll take that other one. And then I drank some of it. I drank the other one before I got to the airport because I was like, you know what? I'm going to keep these, make it a bit. And I was like, well, I can't get through TSA with it. I got to drink it. Mm-hmm. So here we are. Guys, get your super chats, get your humper chats in. Jordan says, what a show with so much more coming to AEW. Yeah, I do want to see Collision turn into something more than just Rampage 2.0, but I'm really, really liking, really, really liking it. Tom LaValle says, hi, SRS. Hi, Alex. I need new pants. 2LT Cole Photo says, the feeling is fully back for me. Chi-Town Spurs says, this is what restoring the feeling feels like. And James Zimmerman says, I'll broke, I'll keep it short, best dynamite ever. I don't know about best dynamite ever. I don't even know if I would consider
my least favorite in a long time, because that's only because of my proclivities. That's fine.
There you
go. I'm sure I'm gonna like dynamites that everybody else hates, but that it is the way it is, man.
There's a lot of stuff that I like about it. Let's talk about the set, of which we now have themed backgrounds for. I hope you guys are ready for this. Look, there you go. There you go. I got tipped off a little bit to these. Melissa also made this one, and I pointed up to that logo, and I said, we don't use the damaged logo anymore if we can help it. So then she said, shit, all right, there you go.
There we go, good.
What? You know what?
Yeah.
That's not too far off, but we got it.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about some of the things I like. Different color ring ropes. Because I was asked by somebody in AEW a couple months ago, hey, what are some of the things you don't like about AEW's presentation? I said, one, it is cavernous there.
It's dark.
You look off behind the ring announcer table and it is just dark. You can't tell if anybody is there.
Sure.
But when you have black ring apron, black ring ropes, black turnbuckles, black ring posts, black barricade, it's drab. It's very like, they've now got the video screens around the side. They've got the white ring ropes, which I really like because I enjoyed Collision's presentation more. But Alex, they got the tunnels back.
Yeah, the tunnels back.
And they got a video screen up top. Now, I don't know how this will necessarily affect things for Collision, because Collision had the set that Dynamite had been using for quite a while. And for those of you who didn't see, there you go. How are you feeling about the new look?
I love it. I think it's great. It's unique. I like the bright colors without it feeling like it's assaulting the senses. Like the first few weeks of 2.0 on NXT felt like it was a bit much. This just feels like it's bright. And remember the original like opening for Dynamite had all those bursts of color throughout the video package. Like this is them going back to the original look for what everything was. And I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah. And then there were a lot of people that were like, NXT 2.0. And I'm like, go watch the original Dynamite intro, friends. Yeah. Like they would clothesline each other and colors would fly out. Like that's what it was. Doug Kahn says going to BB next week. First ever live show. Pumped. Oh boy. That'll be a good one. Mm-hmm. And we've got Chi-Town Spurs saying Alex is right. There was some annoying stuff, but when the highs are as high as today, it doesn't dwell on my mind for too long. Well, let's jump right into it. We had Swerve coming out, cutting a promo.
Yep.
Prince Nana dancing. And Swerve acknowledges the fact that the fans are getting behind him. He's like, at some point, you all started to support me.
Right.
And you can tell he's even a little perplexed by it. What did you think about his promo before Joe showed up?
Well, here's the thing that you have to understand. I was really disappointed they just didn't put the damn title on Swerve on Sunday.
Sure.
Like, really disappointed for it. So when Swerve walked out tonight in his gear to open up the show for a promo segment, I was like, what is being set up here? And him being like, I'm coming for you, Samoa Joe. I'm going to get your title. And then Samoa Joe walked out in his gear. I instantly worked myself into a shoot. Brand new set, yep. Brand new Dynamite, season premiere of Dynamite. They know they made a mistake by not putting the title on Swerve a couple of days ago. Hold on. I'm telling the story. They know they made a mistake not doing it. They were like, okay, we didn't want the Sting retirement to overshadow it. But sure, we know it's Swerve's time right now. Let's do crazy giant shock title switch. And I worked myself into a shoot instantly that was happening. I stood up from my couch. And what I got was a Matt Taven and Mike Bennett tag match.
When I saw them in the gear, I was right there with you.
I had to dig myself out of a hole of disappointment for the rest of the show. And that's on me. But you have no idea how excited I got for our one-on-one, Swerve versus Joe. They both came out in their gear. I was like, this is it. We're doing this. And
I don't think it is on you. I don't think it is on you because they come out in their gear, which, you know, I felt was like, oh, okay. Well, what's going on here? Because this is a rarity. It felt so different. I mean, with the new set, it was certainly fresh that they were either teasing and implementing matches on the fly. That is not something they do a lot of.
No.
Now, I don't think they made a mistake on the last pay-per-view because I think it's going to be Swerve and Joe at the next pay-per-view, and I think that Swerve wins at Dynasty. And I think that they appropriately set that up with Hangman Page losing and Swerve more than Joe. He was mad at Hangman because Hangman did ultimately do exactly what he said, and he cost him the title. And then that gave Swerve a motivation for Dynasty. But I don't think it was on you that you ended up disappointed. And listen, I want to say this. I think Taven and Bennett have done really, really good work since joining Undisputed Kingdom. Right. It is not a slight on them. But, Alex, I have to agree immensely when you have new look, feel, presentation, season, you have the two top title contenders come out and say world title match. And then it is all of a sudden, no, it is actually a tag team match against these champions. Oh, for the titles, huh? No, actually not.
No.
Actually not at all.
It's a tag team match. It's a can they coexist tag team match versus champions. Two guys who don't like each other versus champions. It's a non-title match, and let's pin the champions. Like, this is almost a paint-by-numbers opening segment from a Raw from 2019.
Sure.
And that, and everything else around it, all of the players are different, but if you just put in just blank spaces where all of the wrestlers are, it is some stuff that you and I railed about so much for so long, and I so vociferously, you had to replace me with a virtual ray of sunshine and Luis Salcedo and give me my own show on Select where I could yell about stuff. So like that, I had flashbacks, and again, I am disappointed. And so just me with a shovel digging my way out of disappointment trench to get back to where I needed to be when we finally got, spoiler alert, Okada at an Ospreay main event. So it's my own.
Yeah. I mean, I'm far more optimistic than you in almost every situation, but I completely agree with you here, and you know, nothing against them. And I'm fine with Samoa Joe and Swerve beating Taven and Bennett because they're Swerve and Joe. It's just, yes, it is eerily reminiscent of exactly what you mentioned. And that was a very, very bad era. We got Tim saying, setting up Swerve, Joe, Danielson, Ospreay at Dynasty. Yes. I mean, look at Alex, look at the show they just came off of and what they're already setting up. I got to wrestle that day too. I don't even get to go to this one. I got to wrestle that day. Mike Lima says the impromptu booking worked for me because AEW rarely does it. It was because Adam Cole tried to assert authority he didn't have. Yes, I think there are some elements of this that I think go really, really well, is that you're seeing Tony Khan, without appearing on screen, be like, no, you don't make the decisions. I make the decisions, and I'm going to make ones that you don't like.
Right.
Because Adam Cole wanted to do this match next week. Jam Beard says, keeping the title on Joe was the right choice, Alex. I have Swerve beat Joe at pay-per-view in a singles match on my birthday.
Well, okay. Well, on your birthday, that's different for you. But for me, here's the thing. I'm working backwards from Will Ospreay becoming the champion at All In. I'm working backwards. So the longer we wait to put the title on Swerve, the shorter a reign he has. And I don't want that for Swerve, selfishly, because I have been a Swerve guy since he was under a mask as Killshot. Okay?
Likewise.
I cannot separate like the thing that I've been rooting for a long time from my analysis in this case, unfortunately.
Jam Beard also gives a little bit of a spoiler later, which, you know what? We can talk about this one already, because there were a lot of things with the Young Bucks, and this one is more appropriate here. But the Young Bucks had teased a bunch of announcements, and one of them was Hangman being suspended. Now, they said that Hangman was suspended from the elite.
Yeah.
I think that was just a slip.
Yeah.
I think it was like a slip of the tongue, maybe.
Yeah.
He beat up a bunch of refs. FightfulSelect.com, the best $5 in the business. I'll go ahead and tell you about it. $5 gets you exclusive news before anywhere else. It allows you to support us and our great staff. You got access to our Discord. There's an Ask SRS field in there as well. Live chats, all that good stuff. We've got over 40 podcasts a month there now.
Yeah.
40! And I think we're closing in on 2,000 podcasts in general.
Yeah.
FightfulSelect.com. Please support us. $5 a month, $54 a year. We reported Saturday night, I mean immediately after the match, Hangman Page is taking time off. We don't know how long. It was related to what could have kept him away from the pay-per-view match, but now he is suspended. And Jambeard says, now that Hanger is suspended, he can't stop Swerve from becoming champ like he swore he'd do. That does open things up from a story an awful lot, Alex.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was part of the deal was that they basically have reconfigured the elite by themselves. By the way, the Young Bucks trolling TK with the backstage. Hi, guys. Yes. What a big announcement we have tonight. Like, that was so good. That was honestly uncanny. Because if you weren't even looking, they sounded like him, too. Like, it was that was good stuff.
That was a nice one. And we're going to get back to the Young Bucks in a bit. Backstage. Hook is being interviewed and Jericho interrupts and he's like, you know, my first match in ECW, your dad dropped me on my head. And I always had a connection to him because of that. And as a result, I felt one to you, but I never respected you till you dumped me on my head. Michelle Tate of the Boo You Horror Pod, which is the greatest name of a podcast of all time and a wonderful sponsor of the Fightful Awards. Please check out the great stuff they do. Yeah. She says, I love Chris Jericho, but I feel like I'm turning into Alex. Watch the Grinch smile pop up on Alex.
Everyone now realizes I've been right for years, and they're only catching up to where I've been for so long.
So, because even I have Jericho fatigue at this point. He needs to give us a chance to miss him. Love the feel of the old Dynamite tonight. Lots of storylines being set up. I talked to somebody, by the way, Jericho's facing Titan in Collision on Collision. So about this Hook thing, like I fully believe that after the street fight, Jericho should have been off TV. And then he stays off TV from the time of the Jericho cruise through his European tour.
Yeah.
And then you promote the All-Star Scramble for Revolution or whatever you got. He's the surprise entrant. Oh, everybody sings Judas. Cool. They are attaching him to Hook as he made the save after this match, which we'll talk about. We can go ahead and talk about the match as well. We'll parlay this all in. Evangelina Gray says Jericho is lame. That is all. Jake Neal says Jericho is the Leo DiCaprio of wrestling. Leave the U25 wrestlers alone.
Please, please do. Please do. It's getting a little creepy at this point.
What we had was a solid match between Hook and Brian Cage. There are still some things like when you see Hook bump, they're not like as clean bumps as like some wrestlers take. But I really like what he brings there. And it wrestling doesn't all have to look the same. So like visually you'll look at it and you'll be like, oh, that looks different. I don't think that means it looks wrong. Mm-hmm. Hook gets the win. Mogul Embassy interfere or attack afterwards. So you got Khan and Toa Leona. Jericho makes the save. Before we say anything about Jericho, how'd you feel about the match? I personally love that they're integrating the FTW title in more. I like that it's their hardcore title. Yeah. I hope it becomes more of a thing.
Okay. Well, this people may agree or disagree. Just one quick thing. I have a personal moratorium on fire extinguisher spots and hardcore matches. Just I don't find them funny anymore. There's other things we can do. You don't hit a fire extinguisher.
Been 20 years. 25 years. It's time to move on.
You move on with that spot. However, I like whenever we do the thumbtacks, I always want something new and different. In my head, I have a thing where you force a guy to tap out in the tacks. Or like that there's nowhere for him to go and he's got to tap out and you force him to tap out in the tacks. Like, so in my head, I'm always trying to find new things to do with the tacks. Like jumping up on a big dude as a small dude and putting him in a sleeper hold like the Red Rum. And then he drops back and you land full back bump in the tacks and no sell it like Hook did. I've never seen that before. That was really cool. I loved the finish of the match. And then he gets jumped by the rest of the embassy. And I go, you Chris Jericho. Here he comes with his damn bat. And like when he shows up and says, hey, Hook, just want to let you know I have a connection with your father. And that means I have a connection with you. Good suplex, young fella. How about a dap? And I'm like, he's basically the how do you do fellow kids meme. And I can't anymore with Chris Jericho.
That's actually what I want him to lean into is being the hello, fellow kids. I want him at least on screen because from a character standpoint, he's not cool anymore. And I know that like there are few wrestlers who have been able to overcome the, yeah, well, he's not cool anymore. And then it's like, oh, wait, yeah, he is. He's actually very entertaining type of thing more than him. Like he's done it a lot. And I think the only way that he might be able to do it right now is if he leans into not being cool. Mm. And then people will ironically be like, ah, okay, the washed up rock star, even though in the ring he's not necessarily washed up. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think that's the way, but otherwise it's just attaching them. By the way, the FTW thing, you mentioned not using fire extinguishers and you want to see something different. Here's a weapon I want to see used that we haven't.
That would hurt because they're dull.
Yes,
they would really, really give a lot of bruises, a lot of tiny bruises. Yes. Yeah,
we've not seen those used before, but I'm with you on the Jericho thing. Definitely with you there, and Jericho has often reinvented himself, Alex. You know about this?
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
About this, you heard about this?
I've heard about
it. Fitbod can help you as well.
Fitbod.me/PPV. You want to check this out. This is going to take your workouts to a new level. Daily workouts, goal and experience settings, muscle recovery, the ability to connect to all your devices. They have timed intervals, circuits and supersets, equipment selection. This stuff has helped me out a lot as I'm trying to get in the best shape of my life. And the thing I like about it, when I travel, it is so useful. So maybe you have weights one day, you have bands the next, and maybe the next day you don't have any equipment. You can only do body weight exercises. Fitbod is going to cater your workout to that. And it's going to cater your workouts based on how fresh your muscles are. You can ask a trainer. You can use video demonstrations and exercise instructions. If you don't know what you're doing, you need to stop guessing and start working. And at fitbod.me/PPV, you can redeem your 25% off code. And you can download to try it now for free. Fitbod, that's FITBOD.me/PPV, over 150,000 five-star reviews and over 5 million downloads. Fitbod.me/PPV.
Thank you guys so much for checking that out. We find out backstage best friends are going for the gold, but it's Orange Cassidy and it's Trent because Chuck is still not cleared, which is unfortunate. By the way, in case you guys don't, please check out our inactive list and really all of our resources section. Myself and Rob Wilkins do a great job keeping those up to date. If you go to Fightful.com and under our wrestling tab, we have a thing that says resources. We have all the viewership histories. We have AEW, TNA, WWE, NXT rosters. We have free agents. We have injury and inactive updates. We have contract updates, all that stuff that are constantly ongoing, constantly updated. All the time. Check it out. Orange Cassidy switching it up, teaming with Trent. I think this is good. I think I want him out of the international title picture for a little bit, Alex.
Right. Yeah. I'm assuming because the first match in the tournament is Rampage. It's Orange and Trent versus Kip Sabian and the Butcher. That is the first match we're getting in the tournament. I'm assuming that is the night we will see a bracket. Until I see a bracket, I don't know what to think of this tournament. That is the thing for me, is every time the AEW is not immune to this either, but every time I see, like, oh, a tournament, and then I see the bracket, I go, well, either I go, well, obviously we know what the finals is, or why is that a quarterfinals match and not the final? Like, one of those kind of things. So I am looking forward to seeing what the bracket is, because I don't know what any of the other teams are. I don't know did they say how many teams are in? I didn't know. What I wanted to do, I wanted to have the EVP Young Bucks come out and go, we are entering ourselves in this tournament so we can become the new tag team champions. However, obviously, we're still banged up from our match versus Sting and Darby, and we couldn't possibly wrestle. So we've given ourselves a bye into the semifinals. Like, I wanted to see them, like, really, like, twist the knife about being the evil EVPs and give themselves as many outs as possible. But there's a lot of cool stuff we can do with this tournament. I just can't wait to see what it is.
Lots of great stuff there. I'm excited for this tournament as well. We got Cassidy and Trent versus Kip and Butcher on Rampage. As you said, Maddie Nice says, is Blade injured? I'm working to find out that, because that raises some question marks right there. Okay, Jambeard said Excalibur said that the OC Trent tag match on Rampage was a preview of the tournament, not part of it.
Which directly contradicts what Chuck Taylor said in the backstage segment. So yeah, I wish they would get a little bit more on the same page there with the pre-tape segment and then whatever Excalibur had to say, because those are two opposite things, whatever Chuck Taylor said.
Adolfo Rodriguez says, great meeting you at the Charlotte Airport Monday, SRS. It was great to meet you too. Said, did Jack Perry actually ask for his release, or was that just a bit? Just a bit. He's still under AEW contract. And I'm sure New Japan is very happy to have him, especially in that bullshit House of Torture stable. Oh, brother. Alex, I had a very interesting interaction at the airport on Saturday where the gate was closed and they still let me and several in. I tweeted about it and I was like, oh, shout out to the gate agent that let us through. A gentleman two rows up from me, I see him showing his phone to the person next to him, and you can spot your own display name and picture from a mile away. And I was like, is that my tweet? And I realize he's saying, oh, look, Sean is flying to Greensboro. And then he looks back and I'm like,
that is
he goes, that was mortifying. And then we actually saw each other at the airport again on Monday and took a picture together. It was very nice. Wonderful fellas right there. Nice. It was good. It was so awesome meeting so many people. It was just great. This was my favorite trip for that. Nothing against any of the other trips, because, man, I got Comic-Con this weekend. I got Squared Circle Expo at the end of the month. And WrestleCon next month. But I mean, this one was, it's going to be hard to beat it. New Lack City says, Alex, you're my guy, but you're 100% wrong on Swerve having to win Sunday. Not only will his title have been overshadowed, but it would have made Hangman get even more heat and Swerve even more of a face, or it made Hangman get more heat and made Swerve become more of a face. He's going to win at Dynasty and it'll be glorious. Sorry, I butchered that one.
Dynasty is 6 weeks too late. I'm sorry. I'm on this, man, but like, it's too late. It's too late. But for me, also, Hangman doesn't get more heat. He's suspended. Like, you can't play off the heat. He can't come out and cut a promo and get a bunch of heat this week because he's suspended for whatever he did. I'm still of the opinion that Swerve should have been champ. Like, months ago, that's how hot his rise was during the entirety of 2023. You're waiting too long on Swerve. I'm going to keep banging that drum. You strike while the iron is not just hot, but the hottest. Strike while the iron is hottest. Every second that goes by, the iron cools down. Let's get going.
I disagree. New Lack City says, I didn't really like the WWE-style start of Dynamite, but the rest of the show was really good, except for Jericho. I can see why he says you're his guy, Alex. He says, but more importantly, it has me more excited for Dynasty and the rest of the year. Alex, have some fun, bro!
Can't. I wish I could. I'm honestly, I'm a miserable person and I wish I could change, but I can't.
Well, Killswitch had some fun. He played with his food here. He beat the shit out of Daddy Magic. Beat the shit out of him. This was a squash. Daddy Magic was already taped up.
He was wearing the DDP tape. He was already going down. You could tell.
Very little anymore to the Menard Parker team, which, you know, is wild. I could see down the line them running that back. But yeah. I think for now, Menard's going to do his own thing. I think that Angelo Parker, Menard was asked, well, where was Angelo Parker a few days ago? And he goes, oh, he got beat up by his new girlfriend's best friend's brother.
I'm so shocked they didn't run that mixed tag on the Zero Hour or something.
I know.
They're extending that as well. So we'll see how that goes.
Oh, man. But he got beat up. But afterwards, Adam Copeland came back. And what ensued, I loved. And what I love is that whoever AEW's cameraman is would rank higher on an NFL draft board than Adam Copeland.
Absolutely, for sure. Because
they chased Christian Cage, and the cameraman kept up. And not only did the cameraman keep up, I think Copeland just gave up after the table got in thrown in front of him or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Christian steals a car.
Yes.
In which he tweeted, "I got a new car tonight." It was very much like the Dave Chappelle GTA thing. I need this. And he just pulls him out.
Yeah.
I loved this.
I liked him coming back. I liked him catching Mother Wayne's low blow and not allowing that to happen. I will wait and see, because I'm personally rooting for Daniel Garcia to be the guy to take the TNT title off of Christian.
Likewise.
So we'll see what goes on here. However, I can't stop myself from being this guy. It feels very recent. Like, was it like, I don't know, seven Edge matches ago, seven Copeland matches ago, we got an I Quit match with him and Finn Balor? I don't think they can set up Beth for a concerto to make him say I quit during this particular match. I feel like she's not available for that. So I don't know how an I quit match is a really hard thing to get right. So I don't know where they go with this, but all I know is I don't want Adam Copeland to beat Christian for that title. I want it to be Daniel Garcia. So now we get to see how this plays out.
Not only do I not want to see him beat Christian for the title, I want them together soon enough after this. Like I want them. I think now the Christian Cage thing, the heat's dying down a little bit, and Copeland has seemed like a guy there. So I'm like, let's do the thing that everybody wants to see. Let's make sense of it. Jambeard says, here's me predicting the darkest timeline. Perry's going to bring House of Torture to Forbidden Door 3. They'll go after the Trios titles. I wish they would combine all the Trios titles and just make World Trios titles, because none of those companies have treated them right.
Yeah.
Garcia did make the save, by the way. Copeland is back. That match is happening. Is it March 20th?
Toronto, March 20th. Back where it started, he says.
Riho defeats Chris Statlander. This was a heck of a match. This was a really good match. Crowd was chanting, this is awesome. Not that far from the death slot there, but they were loving it. Riho gets the win because Chris Statlander won't cheat. And Stokely's like, you know what? All you got to do is listen to me. And we get Willow, who doesn't cut a lot of promos, I thought doing a pretty good one, saying she wants Riho next week. Not only that, she wants to be a champion. She wants to be maybe the TBS champion. Mm-hmm. I liked the Riho Statlander match. I thought that was good. Riho is very unique in that she is somehow always protected. And even though she doesn't look physically imposing when she wins, I still go, yeah, okay, of course it's Riho. And she's always been good within the context of the show. How are you feeling about this?
The finish is fine. The roll up was a good roll up. I question the story around the finish. Like I didn't understand exactly why Chris was blaming Stoke, since Stoke threw the chain in and she got rid of the chain and then wrestled another minute of matches, like hitting giant suplexes on Riho. Like, just don't get rolled up, Stat. I don't know how that's Stokely's fault. That's weird.
I saw New Catch Republic last week saying, like, yeah, we would have beaten Judgment Day if not for Dom. And I'm like, he got thrown out 4 minutes into that match. You all wrestled a full match after that. What are you talking about? But I think that she saw it as a distraction. But
we got our Patrick. That's your booking making
sure
Statlander a dumb wrestler who's too easily distracted. And that's hate that. I hate that because I think Statlander is enough of a veteran that she shouldn't be distracted by stuff like that. Personally, that's my own
thing. That's fair. I think they're going heel, though. I think all of them are going heel, maybe.
I think they might. I think they might, especially with Mercedes coming in, because Mercedes and Willow have a history.
R. Patrick Moore says, I'm fairly new to AEW and pro wrestling. Help me make sense of Riho. No hate, just curious. She's Rey Mysterio for the women. She's like a little Japanese Rey Mysterio. Mm-hmm. Tony Storm interview. They put over Mariah May's new shirt, and that's pretty much it.
do you know what season it is?
Yes.
Packet. Almost spring. Oh, so you only look smart. It's award season, darling. And this Saturday, I'll be presenting the Tony Awards. It's Tony with an I, so we don't get sued. This was honestly a lot of fun. Mariah May will have a match on Collision. You'll have Tony Storm doing stuff. Here's my thing. I think they did an amazing job building to the match between Deonna and Tony. And I don't think the match live up to the amazing build. Especially because now... she just says, well, we're done with Palazzo. She's gone. I'm like, well, what did you do with all that? You made it a great way of building up Deonna Purrazzo. And now I don't feel like I know what's next for her at all. And you didn't address that tonight. And that feels like when Taya Valkyrie came in, I was excited for Taya Valkyrie. And they built her up and she lost twice to Jade and then dropped all the way down the card.
They do that with a lot of people.
I don't want that to happen to Deonna Purrazzo. So you got to figure out what you're going to do with her.
And, you know, I think, one, it was placed in a rough-ass spot.
It was.
To put like a six-match streak in it to be all that, and then you do the technical wrestling match right in the middle. Well, unless that was Danielson and somebody else, it's probably not going to work out that well. I think that because it was the slow-paced technical match, mm-hmm. and Deonna had the spot, which very clearly she was going for a moonsault, and then...
Right.
turned around. I do think that they will need her to step up her pace in pay-per-view matches. I feel like if that match had been on Dynamite, people would look at it a lot differently than Revolution. We had a Julia Hart promo, and then it was actually very funny to me because it's very clear that somebody involved with House of Black or the creative around it mm-hmm. are like, great, now get Sky Blue the fuck out of our shot.
Yeah.
Because she's there with Julia Hart, mm-hmm. who says she's making an open house challenge. Then we come right back and there's House of Black making the challenge to Mark Briscoe, which, by the way, we'll talk about momentarily, it's so awkward.
Right. I do like that. Like she basically she says, all right, thanks guy. I got to go next door and shoot a promo with the boys. Okay. I'll catch you afterwards. Yes. People go get burritos. Like this was fine. I loved the promo with the House of Black, but there was a lot of fire imagery. It'll be an inferno and all this kind of stuff. Do you want to cross through the flames by yourself or will you bring two others to sacrifice? Whatever. I was like, are we getting an inferno match? And I don't think we're getting an inferno match. But I mean, that was a lot of flame talk.
Darby will do an inferno match.
He absolutely will. But I was like, great. We're going to get a Mark Briscoe versus Malakai Black one-on-one match. That's going to be awesome because you know Mark is going to say, I want to do this myself. And I was like, I was looking forward to the Malakai versus Mark Briscoe one-on-one match. I thought it was going to be great. And Malakai can win and hopefully be positioned going forward as maybe a top challenger going forward because he's great. And instead, we get the absolute opposite of that, which is Jeff Jarrett and Jay Lethal involved. And I mean, if you were building in a lab, a trio, to make me not excited to watch the House of Black, man, putting two of the three guys in that thing is Jay Lethal and Jeff Jarrett. Those scientists deserve a raise in that lab.
I at least admired Jay Lethal's reasoning. He's like, listen.
I admire that.
Yes. Yeah. He's like, listen, I know that you don't like him, but he's a real piece of shit and you need a piece of shit in this match.
He is a piece
and Mark
of shit.
Said, yeah, you know what? You're right.
He's a piece of shit.
He is.
He said, I liked that he said, you don't have to trust him. You just have to trust me.
Yes.
So this is good because I also feel this is a trio that House of Black is guaranteed to beat, which makes me happy because a year ago, they won the trio's titles in that amazing mm-hmm. match with Kenny and the Bucks. And I don't feel like they were booked to have a really good title reign. And since then, they've kind of like been here and then gone and then here and then gone, doing really good stuff with Andrade and FTR, but it doesn't feel like they have like an actual through line. And maybe this getting past the Mark Briscoe stuff, we could move them onto something like a real program. I would love that.
I need Jeff Jarrett eating the spin kick.
Oh, yeah.
Jambeard says, for anyone saying Riho is too small, she's the same height, only 6 pounds lighter than Alexa Bliss, and they aren't much smaller compared to AJ Lee. I think AJ Lee is the right comparison, but listen, wrestling isn't real.
Yeah.
First off, and for those of you that say, yeah, but it's supposed to look like a real fight, I can point you from my 10-plus years of covering MMA to countless examples of smaller fighters beating bigger fighters. Then you'll say, well, they got weight divisions for a reason. Yeah, in real fighting. This is fake, simulated fighting.
Yeah.
It's like, I saw somebody be like, well, why in all the Die Hard movies does this happen to one guy? And I'm like, well, that's why the series exists.
Yeah,
they aren't just going to have a random entry about him going and eating cereal.
No.
Like, nothing happened this movie. No, it's about all the exciting shit. It's a show about wrestling. Jambeard says, silver lining to this is I hope Double J eats a black mass or the House of Black finisher. I think it's called Dante's Inferno. And Delgado says, worth it if it ends with Jared being 7-5.
Absolutely worth it.
Well, listen, with all these pay-per-views, you don't want to set your wallet on fire.
No,
thankfully, NordVPN.com/Fightful is here to help. Not just with that, it's baseball season. And you know what that means? Blackouts. All the time, blackouts. How do you watch your favorite team? You don't. Major League Baseball makes it incredibly hard. But NordVPN.com/Fightful allows you to get around those blackouts. And they've always got a great deal. You can get your money back if you don't like it, but you're going to love it. You can choose one of their great plans. And you're going to get all kinds of incredible deals to go along with those. But you can listen to your favorite shows abroad. You can save money on pay-per-views by switching your virtual location and buying them overseas. You can get access to more content than ever before. Hey, there's even shows that drop like 5 hours early because, like, you know, right now it's like 4 a.m. in the UK. So maybe it's 7 p.m. here on the East Coast and you're like, oh, I want to watch this show, but it drops at midnight Eastern. Well, guess what time it is over in the UK? It's midnight and that show is dropped. NordVPN.com helps you out. You can protect yourself on public Wi-Fi, use your password manager, your file encryption tool to keep your files safe. There are an infinite number of great features. In fact, I had somebody hit me up with an inquiry today, and our dude Jake at Nord was like, have him hit up our 24/7 tech support. We've always got answers there. We're always going to help you guys learn how to use this in case you don't. It will save you money subscribing to NordVPN.com/Fightful. Jordan Scott says, considering I want Swerve winning the title to be the biggest news of the night, I was okay with him not winning on Sting's night, but God, just keep him hot. Even okay with it being Swerve versus Wardlow. You know what? Swerve versus Wardlow could be an awful lot of fun too.
That'd be a rough little through line for Wardlow's career of like wins a title, immediately loses it. Cause that's kind of what happened with him in the TNT title.
I could see MJF costing him that match.
Is MJF returning to come back? Is MJF ready to come back?
No time soon, but
okay. Yeah.
Like if they do this after Dynasty, I could see it. Jay White, not that one, says, hey, Sean, hope you're doing well. Love your content. Thank you. Wondering how come we don't see Penelope Ford in singles matches anymore. I will dig into this. I don't have an answer to that. Last I heard, she was still under contract for quite some time. I mean, I know Kip Sabian re-upped as well, and they like Kip Sabian a lot. I don't know. I don't think she's wrestled in over a year. Wow. I mean, yeah, it's been like October of 2022 since she's wrestled. So maybe there's more there. I'll dig into it though. We got the Darby promo. He talks about vacating the title and he says, you know what? I'm going to go climb Mount Everest in a couple of weeks. Might not come back. It's a real risk.
It is, It's literally the deadliest year for climbing Everest in a long time.
I saw somebody be like, you know, forget the glass. Somebody talk him out of this. Like, talk him out of doing that. But Darby is interrupted by Switchblade, and Darby was like, you main evented the Wrestle Kingdom, immediately came over here, and haven't done shit but hang out with a cardboard cutout. I don't buy the hype. Ooh.
That's great. That's the Booker's fault, not Jay White's. Like Jay White should be in a much more prominent position than he has been. I will tell you that. Yeah,
he should. But within the context of this show, I think it's okay for Marvin to stay there.
I get that too. This is him having the match with Darby, who is a very prominent guy on the show, that sends Darby off to climb Everest. And he'll be gone for a while. That's a really good thing to be the guy who does that for Jay White. Hopefully, we get around to Jay White and the Guns turning heel on the Acclaim, unifying the title, being the only trio defending the trio's titles more often than never.
Never.
And frustrating, then we can do something there. You know,
it's frustrating.
The Bullet Club Gold has not felt the same since Juice left. And there's a missing element there. I don't know where they can reclaim that with Juice gone. Were he to come back, I feel like they would reclaim it immediately. You forget that Jay and Juice as a tag team had one of the greatest tag matches I've ever seen. That 2 out of 3 falls versus FTR. Like, they could pick that back up immediately and become the tag champs. Like, there's a really, really good stuff. Or just have Jay White go on a damn singles run. He's Jay friggin' White. Yep. There's other things to do with Jay. I think this is the beginning of that for him.
I agree. And he does need that. I think that the Guns have over-delivered on their performances an awful lot compared to where we thought they would be.
Yes, they have improved considerably since.
Yeah, improved considerably. Yeah. Like, listen, I like Dominic a lot more than you, but when I do hear people like tout, like, Dominic has improved so much, I'm like, look at the Guns. The Guns were like,
you didn't even have to look across the aisle. Look at Tiffany Stratton in the same amount of time. How meteoric her rise is from, like, she was bad in her first few matches. She's great now. Like, people improve at different rates, for sure. The Guns are way further than I thought they would ever be, considering the first few matches I saw of theirs. So good for them.
Jake Neal says, I know Alex dumps on Darby, deservedly so in many cases, but that promo was very, very real. Like, we may never see him again. Yeah, I mean, there's a chance.
That is some serious stuff there. Like, the fatality rate of climbing Everest is way higher than almost anything else you could say. I'm gonna go and do this. People wouldn't be like, you have to stop. Why are you doing, like, I'm going to walk out into traffic for a couple of hours. Like, you wouldn't do that. People would stop you from doing that. But like, no, I'm going to go climb Everest. Oh, good for you. You know, like,
we got James Stallings saying, I like Darby with a bat. He should keep it. Yes. So we posted an incredibly detailed Sting report the night of his retirement. FightfulSelect.com has it. Sports Illustrated followed up, and they backed up a lot of our reporting saying, AEW, Tony Khan, Young Bucks pushed for Sting winning the tag title, Sting winning that night. And there were some people, and they were like, well, how do you put that guy over? It wasn't about the Young Bucks going over. It was about retiring Sting. And who gets made out of this? Darby Allin gets made out of this. Yeah. That's who gets made. Eloquent says, Jay White said Darby said Darby looks like he played with scissors. And Jay White, not that one, says, I wanted to donate one more time. Thank you. Well, thank you, Jay. We appreciate that. And Jordan says, for anyone wondering what Darby whispered to Jay White, it was, subscribe to Fightful Select for only $5 a month. You know, it's so insane that that's what he whispered. Because this is long-term booking. This is also what The Rock...
That's the same thing The Rock said to Cody.
It's the same thing that Undertaker said to Bray. It's like, it's been the thing. And it's incredible. It's the same thing
Bill Murray said to Scarlett Johansson at the end of Lost in Translation. He predicted Fightful as a website years ahead of time. That's Bill Murray, the GOAT, man.
And the crazy thing is they did a whole Simpsons episode about this in 1992.
They did.
Unreal.
They did.
Kyle O'Reilly has an interview. He confirms another FightfulSelect.com report, says that he really didn't think that he was going to ever come back, and he respects Undisputed Kingdom, but wants to go it alone, Alex. He's got the saddest friggin' eyes I have ever seen.
He does. I never noticed that until now, because like he's Kyle O'Reilly. He's the guy playing the air guitar on the Undisputed Era Championship.
And he's real violent.
And he's incredibly violent, but that man has the saddest eyes. And I was just like, maybe it's just, I don't know, man. But Kyle O'Reilly singles run, give it to me now. But I did think they were gonna start him off doing like parts of like trio stuff and or tag stuff, so he doesn't have to be in there taking crazy bumps all the time. But it's Kyle O'Reilly. He's going to volunteer to do those, so, you know, because it's him. But I can't wait. That guy legitimately became like in his feud with Finn Balor in the later stages of Black and Gold NXT. Man, that guy became one of my favorite in-ring wrestlers, and he was doing amazing stuff before that as well. But that singles run he had there, we almost won the title from Finn Balor in NXT, made me a huge fan of his. I was so excited when he got signed. He had some really good matches before he got hurt. And I'm so happy that he didn't have to, he was going to have to retire. Like, he couldn't move one of his arms. Like, this neck fusion surgery by itself is dangerous. By itself is terrible. And then, like, complications from it, forget about it, man. Yes. I'm so excited.
Yep. Crazy 101 says, I hope Darby makes it past Mount Everest, as do I.
Yeah, you gotta hope.
Mike the Jeweler says, holy crap, wrestling is fake. Next you're gonna tell me that Santa isn't real, by God. You take care, guys. Have a good night. Going to miss my boy Santana on AEW. Shout out to him. FightfulSelect.com broke the news this week. Santana has left AEW. He is a free agent. We also broke the news. Sammy Guevara has been suspended as a result of not following concussion protocol. Now, I know a lot of people are saying, what about the doctor? What about the ref? I'm still working to find out more on that. Tom LaValle says, try telling Eddie Kingston wrestling is fake. Well, Eddie Kingston is is part of a very memorable moment here. The Young Bucks come out. They suspend Hangman Page from the Elite and likely AEW. And then, in absence, they kick out Kenny Omega, and they fire him from the Elite. Thank you for correcting that. They said that he's missed dates for no good reason. He's got diverticulitis, as Fightful reported. But we're going to have a lot more on Okada, Omega, and all that on FightfulSelect.com on Thursday. So please go ahead and subscribe. But this is Kenny's reaction to the news. Eddie Kingston comes out, and he's got just completely separate takes on what they're saying and doing, and he doesn't really care about all that shit. He cares about just disrespecting them.
Yeah.
And right before they hit the EVP trigger, the coin drop happens. And hold on.
Very good.
FightfulSelect.com reported weeks ago that one, Kazuchika Okada, headed to AEW. We reported this past week that Kazuchika Okada was expected in the fold at AEW by March 6th. He appears, he is in a suit, and he turns heel, aligning with the Young Bucks, attacking Eddie Kingston. So you set that up, and then whenever Kenny Omega is back, you set up Kenny Omega versus Okada to run back some of the greatest matches of all time. I like this, Alex, a lot. Okada is very, very fun. Him with these two smarmy sons of bitches is really fun. I love it.
It's perfect. The other thing is they came out to do two big announcements. The first one was the housekeeping with Hangman being suspended from the Elite, Kenny Omega being fired from the Elite. And then they were about to make their second announcement, and Eddie Kingston interrupted them. The second announcement was, we we, in storyline, why wouldn't it be them? The EVPs have brought in Kazuchika Okada, and he is the new ace of the Elite. Like, and they replaced Omega with his mortal enemy from Japan. It's a perfect storyline in a full circle. And I love that Kingston wasn't even supposed to be out there, but because he decided to come out there, he's the one who gets the brunt of it. And it looks like, to me, he's going to lose his Triple Crown championship to Kazuchika Okada. What a way for him to debut, taking out Eddie Kingston, getting all crazy heat because everyone loves Eddie. Danielson couldn't do it. So if Okada does it, that's huge. Also, then he's like, I left Japan. Just kidding. I'm the New Japan Strong Openweight Champion. And I'm the ROH Champion. And like, there's all kinds of amazing stuff beyond there that you can do. This is an excellent way to debut Okada. Having him come in the suit and not the robe. Like, he's a different guy now. Bringing him in as a heel really works. He's going to turn face eventually. Everyone's going to get a chance to cheer for him. But it's Okada, man. Like, this is going to open up a world of stuff. And we have two guys who faced off at the very end of the night that certainly, I'm sure, would both like more shots at Okada down the line stateside. That there's some really great stuff.
Well, we've got Matty Nice saying him being sick is why the move is F5 now in AEW. And Jambeard mentioned the Kenny tweet. Tony P said, Bucks did the coldest hating ass move, kicked a friend out of the group to replace him by his worst enemy. They tied with Drew and first in the hater rankings this week. At this point, we need hater power rankings.
Yeah.
Hater power rankings.
We should definitely do that.
Says, let me be real. Babyface Okada is cool, but asshole Okada is God tier. He's so much fun as a heel. Elite Biscuits wants Dusty's take on Okada's debut. Buddy, I'll get 10 seconds out of it because it was a $2 super chat.
Okay, hold on. It's Dusty from Wrestler Heaven coming down to tell you I love that Kazuchika Okada. I think he's got a I love the cloak rainmaker, that's what he calls it. Listen, he make it rain all day. And you know what they're gonna make it rain? Gonna make it rain money. Straight cash, homie. All right, bye.
Eloquent says Okada Kosuke is gonna be crazy. Oh, it sure is.
No, sure. My God.
Amir says Okada joining or turning heel and joining the Elite gave me Hogan joining NWO vibes. I mean, I guess, but nowhere near consequential as that, obviously. Irene says Okada debuting just to turn heel, join the Elite, and replacing Kenny is bold as hell. Okada versus Kingston, then Swerve, then Ospreay, then Omega. Excellent. I mean, listen, there are such a wealth of top level talent that have never even looked at each other on this show.
Oh, I know. It's crazy.
Have never looked at each other. Any idea on the plans for the ROH pay-per-view Mania weekend? Think they'll do Okada, Eddie then, or save that for Dynasty? I think they'll save it for Dynasty, really. I don't think they'll have Okada on that ROH pay-per-view. They should. Why not?
I mean, that would be a major selling point for sure. I think Eddie will defend on successfully on that show against whom? I don't know. But then probably they'll have him defend against Okada on Dynasty. Imagine having just three matches we assume we're getting on Dynasty. Swerve versus Joe one-on-one. Hopefully Swerve goes over. Danielson versus Omega. Sorry, Danielson versus Ospreay just because.
Yeah.
Just because let's see who the best in the world really is. And then Eddie Kingston, fan favorite brawler versus Kazuchika Okada, the hired assassin of the evil EVPs. Oh, this is too good. It's too good.
Eazy-E, by the way, says, great show, pay-per-view main event. Love Okada with the Elite. Feels like AEW is shifting into another gear with Ospreay, Okada, and Mercedes coming in. Just feels different. Really like the new staging, too. Lastly, I hope AEW doesn't lose Malakai. I love House of Black. I would love House of Black more if I saw them more often.
Yeah, but everything they do, man, that brawl with them and Mark Briscoe wasn't even a match, but that brawl had all kinds of snap to it. That they're really, really great.
What does it say about where AEW is right now that 1 hour into this show, 1 week before Big Business, that's the first super chat we got about Mercedes. Hmm. That one.
Wow. Wow.
Chad says, love the new show, or love the show in the new set. Not big on the white ropes, though. Too many shows have those. Blue would be better. I'm fine with blue, red, white, anything but yellow or black. I think yellow is just ugly as hell, and black sucks. Will Ospreay defeated Kyle Fletcher, a humper. Right now, guys, Kyle Fletcher is where AJ Styles was in 2002. He is where Kenny Omega was in 2015. He is where Will Ospreay was just a few years ago.
Yep.
And I've tweeted that, and he said, I'm going to be better than every single one of those guys.
Yeah.
And when he says it, I believe him. He is incredible in the ring. And this is a match that we're going to look back on and go, oh, yeah. Elite Biscuit says it was real wrestling. Tim McFowell says, we are so elevated right now, bruv, WTF. And Jake Neal says, definitely a bit of a weird dynamite, but it picked up steam after the first bit of Ospreay with back-to-back match of the years. I don't think this one was as up there with Takeshita just because they went through a couple commercial breaks.
Right.
But a phenomenal match and something that you need for Kyle Fletcher to let people know who he was. And fortunately, his visa issues got resolved very quickly.
I mean, this the other thing about Fletcher and Ospreay is that you have this is a match where they're still very, very good friends. This is one of those, like, let's see how it goes. You know, I'm not going to hold back. I hope you don't either. Let's fight. Down the road, there's definitely going to be like, I friggin' hate your guts. I want to kill you. That's the Fletcher and Ospreay match that I'm waiting for. Like, that's going to be one of those where they put some real stank on it. That's going to be a lot of fun too.
Mike Lima, or actually, Ospreay wins this match. It's an incredible match. And then they set up what we presume is for Dynasty. Jambeard says his new name, his full name is now Kyle Ifandrago Fletcher. The best possible thing after this match, Bryan Danielson shows up. And they just look at each other. Bagarov says, injected into my veins. Do you think they run Ospreay Danielson and Swerve Joe matches at Dynasty? If so, that match is a must travel to. Wish I could. I'll be at Paul Cade. So please come and see me there. Support some good animals. I'm going to earn a title shot on that show. And by God, I'm going to keep entering Battle Royals until I win one. Wow. I'm just going to spam them, Alex. That's what I'm doing now. But wish I could be at that show as well. Jambeard says, Dynasty is on my birthday. Having Swerve become the champ, Danielson Ospreay is the perfect gift. Peter says, between Ospreay and Danielson and the offshoots with the BCC versus Callis family in general, I'm kind of giddy. There's a lot of fun stuff that is going to happen now with Will Ospreay into the fold and the dynamics that it creates, because they know this. He cannot be a heel right now. Everybody loves this guy.
Yep. Yeah. No, there's, I feel like the writing's on the wall for a Don Callis family split. That's what I thought the angle was going to be tonight. I thought the angle was going to be teasing that, you know, I thought we were going to get to that before we ever got to the dream match. I thought maybe we'd do like Danielson versus Ospreay at Double or Nothing. The fact that they're like, no, we're going to hop on that right now. Let's do that immediately. Both guys are relatively healthy in Ospreay's case, because that brain buster thing he took on Sunday, I can't believe he's still walking around. But like, Danielson's healthy. Let's do this now before anything else goes wrong. Let's do that. And I'm fine with it. Let's get it.
Mike Lima says, tonight's Dynamite was nonstop. WTF in the best way possible. Corporate Okada versus plus Ospreay and Fletcher making another match of the year contender. Plus feud with Bryan Danielson. It set the stage for a lot of things. Sometimes you need to set the stage for something they did tonight. Vicky, who we hung out with Saturday night and we saw on Sunday, says, SRS, thank you to you and your team for the best weekend. Here's the cash as promised for my new man, Will Ospreay. Thank you for a great week. Thank you, Sting. Vicky, I am so happy that you got to see that. It was great to meet you and your friend as well. She was also wonderful. It was a good, wonderful weekend with great people. And again, could not have enjoyed it more. And hopefully I'm seeing some of you this weekend at Comic-Con here in Lexington. I'm supposed to interview Swerve there. So that will be on Fightful. We're dropping our Otis interview this week. We dropped Josh Alexander. Let's get the numbers up on that. Help us out a little bit. He talks candidly about his contract and outright says, yeah, I asked them to not pick up my option. They did. That's fine. It's really, really a good interview. We've got interviews with Jade Cargill, with Chad Gable, with Shayna Baszler coming up, and a whole lot more. We are also finalizing the first interview with Sean Spears since he left AEW and joined NXT. Very honored that he specifically requested that we get that first interview. Jambeard says that Dynamite legit felt like how the old Raw after Manias used to feel. I could see that with the Okada thing. However, considering we just went Ospreay, Okada, and we're having Mercedes, I feel like this is just a different feel and a different approach. They very clearly wanted to hammer home, watch this shit.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. Yeah.
Alex, tell the people where they can find you. You're doing all kinds of great work.
Thank you. You can find me over on Fightful Select most of the time, reviewing Raw. We do a Rampage watch along while reviewing SmackDown. It's a tidy little hour there. And then on Sunday, on Saturdays, we usually review Collision with Miss Kate Fabe with Kate Elizabeth. On Tuesdays, we review the NXT program, which has a lot of really cool intrigue going into Stand and Deliver. So that should be fun as well.
Amir asked if Peppermint has started booking yet. She's not booking. She's writing. Any idea which elements of the show are hers? She was there the day that it was announced that she had been signed or was coming over. But I don't know if she was just observing. She was on the headset. I'll find out more about her contributions. It says the roster is stacked even with the injuries. Yes, we are looking at an AEW right now without Britt Baker. Pac has not come back yet. Kyle O'Reilly is just coming back. There is no Kenny Omega, MJF, Adam Cole. Mm-hmm. There's a whole lot of people missing. Yeah. Guys, thank you all so much. Thank you to our moderator, Luis. Oh, look at this.
Did we get this one?
I don't think that we did. Luis! Great Revolution, great Dynamite. I feel like AEW is the best roster ever built. Ospreay is the man to be the top face in AEW. Maddie, I completely agree with this. I think that he is so endearing and so sincere and so passionate that will resonate so well with this AEW audience. He says, loved seeing a former cat in Cards, Black and Red Sunday. Get that bullshit off my screen. Get it off there. Undo there. Until next time, we're out.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.